When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But why do you need to wreck this?
Because it's wreckable, all right? I took another look at it and I changed my mind.
Stop listening after you said we need a plan.
I like your plan, except it sucks, so let me do the plan, and that way it might be really good.
What's happening, guys? Happy Sunday. Yes, that's right. Back live streaming on Sundays with my main man. He is my co-host. You know him better as the man of the hour and the man with the power. Jerry Sinclair, buddy, I'm going to ask. I know the answer, but I'm going to ask anyway. How are you?
Randy, there are a lot of people out there in the football universe who have experienced more success and better days than what I have today. But none of them have had to endure what me and the Detroit Lions fandom have had to endure for decades. And I know that we have to go to San Francisco next week on the road. It's a very good team. This very well could be the peak of my Lions fandom for all of eternity. And I know that sounds like hyperbole, but when you consider that the year my father was born in 1957 was the last time that the Detroit Lions played for a championship, and previous to the last 8 days had only seen one playoff victory, none of it is hyperbole. And so I will relish in this moment and I will enjoy it. So, Randy, to say I am happy and to say I am in a good mood would be a vast understatement. Sir, how are you?
I am thrilled for you and Lions fans across the board.
Let me interrupt real
quick.
No,
you're good.
Because I have seen a lot of people talking about how they are all rooting for the Lions and they are happy for our Cinderella story. Let me give you guys an awakening. If you have been on Twitter and you have seen how toxic the Michigan fan base is and how toxic the Michigan State fan base is, I want you to know that if we win and all this, we're happy for you, we are going to be insufferable and you will hate us because we are just a conglomeration of those two toxic fan bases mixing into a perfect storm that is going to unleash on the universe, and it's going to be dreadful, and you will all hate us because we are all in fact dreadful people, but I do appreciate it. Thank you.
It's because you live in the murder mitten, or you used to. You're from the murder mitten. No, in our patron group chat today, like every time the Lions did something good, I just messaged in the group chat Lions with about 6 exclamation points. And I was rooting for you. My son's godfather is also a long-suffering Detroit Lions fan. So I am thrilled for you. We've got a great show. We're going to spend a little bit more time than normal on good people, bad tweets. We will talk some dynasty trades and fades, of course. But I tweeted this out, and it's a reminder that as we come up on hyperbole season. Jerry, we know all about hyperbole season.
Yes, we do.
As a Lions fan, you mentioned people on Twitter or X talking about, you know, the Lions and et cetera. I remember when they traded for a quarterback named Jared Goff. And Jerry, they said he was not a winning quarterback. He being those assholes, the royal we, not us. I've always been a Goff guy. But Twitter or X told you that Jared Goff was not a good quarterback, right? Sure.
They did.
When they hired Dan Campbell and he was going to bite a kneecap and then another kneecap and then we're going to beat you. I mean, he was a meathead Neanderthal.
True.
Let's go back to this past draft class, the class of 2023. They traded back from 6 overall to 12. By the way, the pick they got to trade back landed a tight end. Maybe you heard of him. His name is Sam Laporta. So they turned the 6th pick into Jahmyr Gibbs, and Sam Laporta. They drafted an off-ball linebacker, which helped fix their defense. And people said it was one of the worst draft classes of all time. Definitely one of the worst classes of 2023. So I say all this to remind you that as we go into this coaching hiring season, as we go into this NFL draft season, as we go into this play caller season, remember, it's not always all good. It's not always all bad. Let's monitor these situations, Jerry, and we'll take it for there. But I tweeted all that. I tweeted the Jerry Goff, the Dan Campbell, the draft class thing, and that it's pretty popular. It's been around for a while. It's a guy from something going, you sure about that? You sure about that? And people have really dug that tweet. So I'm rooting for you. It's a tough matchup, a stadium that Jared Goff has not played well in. But we saw with the Packers on Saturday night that this team can be had.
True.
And that offense without Debo, if you go back and look at their quote-unquote losing streak in what would have been the middle of the season, that was when Debo was out last time. So maybe, just maybe, the Lions got a shot. I know this. We have a patron and whatever. If the Lions go to the Super Bowl, we may have to crowdsource and crowdfund getting Jerry. No, we can't probably afford Mrs. Jerry, but we got to get Jerry to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl. We'll figure that out. Let's root for the Lions. But another way you can support the show is to support our sponsors. And right now, we're going to hear a word from our sponsor at Rival.
This episode is brought to you by Rival Fantasy. Rival Fantasy, the coolest fantasy platform not enough people know about, but they will once I'm done, baby, because they're always innovating. They just rolled out seasonal leagues. We set them up for patrons, for our listeners, and they funded over $1,000 in payouts. That's what Rival's all about. They're always innovating. They already had the fantasy book where you can take overs and unders, stack them up, multiply your payout, but then they added challenges so you can set your own lines and put them out there for the community, and then you can browse the community's lines and say, hey, this guy's crazy, I'm gonna take the other side. It's cool. And they have fantasy bingo. Rival Fantasy is reminding me how much fun I can have with fantasy football, and use that promo code player. The promo code is player. They give you a $100 instant deposit match plus $25 plus a free play. That promo code is player for up to $125 in deposit bonus and a free play. You can't beat it.
Yeah, Rival Fantasy, tremendous sponsor. And when you support the sponsors, you support the brand. Not just Dynasty Warzone, but also Player Profiler. We do have separate channels. And our guy, Dallas Hyder, he has been doing rookie content. He is in the middle of a two-part preview. Part one's already live on our podcast channel. And he'll have part two this week. And what he's doing is he's previewing these NCAA all-star games, for lack of a better term. The Senior Bowl, which is no longer a Senior Bowl. Completely different conversation there. Jerry, you a big college Senior Bowl guy?
You know, I feel like everybody overreacts to it. I feel like there's always like one or two guys that stand out, and then everybody jerks them off for like a month and a half.
But you could have some good quarterback play. The quarterback play the last few years has 100%. Been since Herbert was there.
I remember when Debo was there and everyone freaked out. And Debo's obviously good.
Baker.
So, I mean, it worked out, but yeah. But then you see like Rashad Penny did the same thing, went absolutely bananas. And then he was a first round pick, and then he was Rashad Penny.
He got hurt a bunch.
Yeah, he did. Listen, I fell for that banana in a tailpipe. So
yes, you did. Yes, you did. Well, listen. Speaking of bananas and tailpipes, this week's Good People Bad Tweets going to be a little bit longer of a segment than it normally is, because this is a bad tweet, and this is a good person, but there is some merit to this message, Jerry. Would you agree?
There's at least one good sentence in it that I'll give you.
The reason why we say that is like rookie season is upon us. Right now, this is a time where, and you should take a break, enjoy football just for enjoying football. Take notes. We're going to talk about guys that we're looking to acquire. Khalil Shakir played great in the game today. And then guys will be looking to move away. But rookie fever will catch on very quickly. And we'll set the world ablaze, Jer.
It absolutely will.
And so it's not necessarily a bad thing to trade picks for veteran players, proven players. Like right now, you can get tremendous discounts on guys like Devontae Adams, guys like George Kittle. Just think about the Aaron Jones, Alvin Kamara. Just think about those grizzled veterans that as a contender going into next year, these are guys that we just know are going to score points. They're not sexy. They're older. I mean, by NFL standards, you know, they're old, not as in relation to the earth. So it's good to go out and look for trades. Jerry, would you agree?
I would absolutely agree.
All right. So I'm going to be very careful because this gentleman is making a second appearance and he has blocked me once before. Now we have a mutual friend, good friend, John McGlynn from the Commissioner Evaluation Podcast. Check out McGlynn. Good people. John got him to unblock me. I don't want to be on anyone's bad side. We're saying good people. We're saying bad tweets. The last one was about the bench press of all things. Because if the bar doesn't touch your chest, it doesn't count as a rep.
I will have to take your word for that.
I don't make the rule.
This bony chest does not know anything about that.
When we get done, Google USPL bench press rules. You will see clearly stated the bar must touch your chest. Anyway, all that to say is that Nick Scripp at P2W Fantasy does a lot of great stuff, absolutely kills Instagram and TikTok. I would love to have his presence on Instagram and TikTok. But it stopped at Twitter this week. Because, Jerry, you saw this one very rarely, occasionally. You'll send me a tweet, hey, we got to cover this. But you saw this one. You saw this one. And you were like, are we talking about that one? And yeah, we are. Now, remember, there is some merit to this. There is some points to take away. But let me read his tweet. 117.24. If I had a specific 2024 draft pick and was looking to target a player with it, here is a list of players for each pick I would target in a one-for-one deal. And we're going to cover some of these picks. If you have a specific pick listed, so you could take, like, you got the 103, you can look at his list of 103 and go get him. You can target the player under that pick or shoot for a player to the left if you feel it is realistic. That's where we're going. 2024 draft pick values will increase as we get closer to the NFL draft. That's true. You don't need to trade your picks right now. Even if you're going to pull a Les Snead. Jerry, you familiar with Les Snead?
I am very familiar.
You remember Les Snead's famous quote during the Super Bowl run?
Fuck them picks.
Fuck them picks. So this is, again, we're still trending good. Maybe some of these players see them unrealistic. You're right. At their pick listed, but we are capitalizing on value and shooting our shots here. Share if useful. Follow for consistent Dynasty Fantasy Football content. Again, kills Instagram, kills Twitter. Kills Instagram and TikTok. If you're looking for a 1QB chart, he'll do it if this did well. He ended up doing that, Jerry. So far, so good.
Sort of.
Kinda. What are your thoughts about the tweet itself?
Here's where I mentioned that he got one sentence absolutely 100% right. 2024 draft pick values will increase as we get closer to the NFL draft. That's going to happen every single year because we're all psychos and we get highly aroused for all rookies that are coming in and we think everyone is awesome. Even if we don't believe they're awesome, like we didn't think Quentin Johnston was awesome. I think it was safe to assume we thought he would be better than the absolute mud butt that he performed in 2023. So, I mean, that is 100% correct. Where the issue is going to be, continue Randy, is with his trade evaluations on some of these picks.
That is correct, my friend. Now, mind you, he said, not my words, if this does well, I'll do a 1QB, which would tell me he implied that this was super flex.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So let's go through the chart, shall we?
Yeah.
101, 102, hold for now. League power, maybe a package close to the NFL draft.
Off to a bad start. That is an implication that there is not a single person in the entire realm of dynasty players that is worth the 101 or 102 straight up in a super flex league, which is absolute and utter nonsense.
Well, I'm going to respectfully disagree with you on this one because I am fine with that. But to his tweet, if you wait until
you're doubling down on that.
No. Like, we know that where Marvin Harrison goes impacts his value.
I agree.
We know where Drake May goes impacts his value. So you don't have to trade this pick today. I 100% agree with this part. This part, especially the 101 and 102, because it's got Marvin Harrison and because it's got Caleb Williams,
those are the ones. It doesn't matter if they land on the freaking moon with Joe Montana and the best offense in the history of time. I am not going to be able to hold on to that pick and get Josh Allen for it.
All right. Well, you mentioned Josh Allen. Let's go into some of the other valuations. So according to this list, I didn't write it. I'm reporting the news. I'm not making the news. I'm reporting the news. 103, 104. Here are the players. And we're not going to go through every category, but
no.
103, 104. You should offer that straight up, in my understanding, for Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb, Lamar Jackson, CJ Stroud, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Breece Hall, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Bijan Robinson. If you, as a dynasty gamer in the leagues that we play in, if you offered your 103 or 104 for any of the gentlemen listed on that list in a super flex, what's going to happen to you?
I am going to get the middle finger emoji, and I'm not getting a counter.
Which is why this made good people bad tweets.
Yeah.
You don't offend your league mates.
It's not like, listen, I understand that you want to try and get the absolute best value that you can. And you want people to not piss value away. This is non-actionable advice. Now, it's going to get later on and more so, it's fine. It's this early stuff that just is going to bother the hell out of me. There's no way, shape, or form somebody that just took Bijan Robinson as an elite running back prospect last year almost unanimously went 101. And I'm going to trade him for 104 straight up? Stop.
I'm all for shooting your shot. I wouldn't be married to the woman I am now if I didn't have the courage to shoot my shot.
Listen, offered 108 for Josh Allen in that trade, and she did take it. So maybe it is worth taking the shot.
So I like the list. Let's fix it, and we're going to do this. So get rid of the first three columns and like shift everything over. Just the contents.
I'm with that.
If you want to offer the 103 for the gentleman listed under the 107, 108, two thumbs up. Give her hell. Because I think at 103 to try to get Travis Etienne, Tyreek Hill going into his age 29 or 30 season.
100%.
Brock Purdy, Jordan Love, Tua. Hell yeah, on Tua. Trevor Lawrence, Kyren Williams, Devon Achane. I'm fine with that because 103, 104, that's going to be Drake May. That's going to be Jaden Reed. And there might be a GM in your league who wants to reset that clock on a Tua Tagovailoa or a Trevor Lawrence, or maybe they believe
Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Reed. I'm sorry, that's the wide receiver for
threw me off. My bad.
You're good. But it just flowed because we talked so much about Jaden Reed this year because it's true. It's been one of the long running gimmicks on the show that you graduated with him.
Damn right.
From the Michigan State University. So I think that's where the list gets realistic. So if you leave all the headers, like if you're an Excel person, if you leave all the headers,
just shift,
delete all the contents out of the first two columns, copy and paste the rest of the columns, shift them over. This is spot on. You nailed it. Congratulations. But the problem is that when you take the number one, not the 101 in a rookie draft, but the 101 in a startup draft, and that's Josh Allen in Superflex. I'm not asking, I'm telling. It's Josh Allen, and you offer me that. You offer me a rookie pick for him. We're never doing business. Correct. I don't take you serious. Correct. And this is the kind of advice that we can't give.
Correct.
You know, and the other one that really chapped my ass like high wind, I'm going to be honest, and I didn't go to Michigan State, but to think that you could offer an early second for Kenneth Walker.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Listen, there's some in that range, which I'm not
there, there's some really good ones. There's some really good ones.
Even Swift has not been as productive as you want. If I try and offer an early second for DeAndre Swift,
I'm not taking DeAndre Swift and an early second for Kenneth Walker. I'm not doing it. This list was wild. It was so wild, and it had like hundreds and thousands of retweets. And again, this gentleman is very good. Not only with I think he's a redraft guy, just to be real honest. And he's really good with social media. There was just a miss on this. Like I said, I'm all for shooting your shot. I'm all for holding your picks. There's a lot of actionable, solid advice.
I agree. It's just not this specifically not actionable. And if it's not actionable, then I got no time for it.
All right. Well, I mean, it's the thing. You got to go with Dana White.
I don't give a shit what that guy thinks, what he has to say or what he writes. Good for him. He's pulling good traffic.
Do you not worry about the
I don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck. Cool.
Because that's true. He's pulling good traffic. Good for him. But this one's way over our head, Jerry. But I'm ready to talk about trades and fades. We'll try to be a little bit more realistic with our offerings.
Hell, I might use his list as my trades and fades.
I'm gonna fade you. All right, first one. Who? Give me one. Because this is the whole thing with the Lions and the Bills and the sadness that is in my heart. Because I am an unapologetic Josh Allen fan. He's good. He scores fantasy points. He has some of the shittiest luck in the playoffs, I promise you. Whether it's 13 seconds field goal or kicker shanks a field goal, my man gets unlucky, but we're just going to go through some trade and fades with the rest of the show, and we'll just go back and forth. We'll ping pong this thing.
I like it. If I'm going to go first one, I'm going to go with somebody that I have historically loved, but now I am at a crossroads because we're hitting the point where he is hitting his age apex, and he is of the position group where it's time to shine, and he's shown flashes in the past. The situation is just so murky. And I'm talking about DK Metcalf. He's going to be 27 years old, which is exactly when you want him. He's shown that he can be productive. We just haven't seen it recently. And Geno Smith has taken a step back, which was as to be expected. We're losing Pete Carroll. We don't know who's going to end up being there. We don't know what that offense is going to look like. Maybe we see Jackson Smith and Jigba grow. Maybe we don't. Tyler Lockett's still probably going to be there. What are you doing with DK? Like his name is going to keep him pretty expensive, even though he's an 1,100 yard receiver, which is good. Just not exactly where you thought he was going to be after year two.
I have become a DK appreciator. Here's my thing with DK. I would rather hold we're not doing buy sell hold. We can use it because that's what trade and fade means, right? If you're trading for somebody, it means you're buying. If you're fading them, it means you're selling. So we can throw in the occasional hold. For me, DK is a hold. To your point, he is going into his age 27 season. I don't know what his quarterback looks like because if they draft a current Washington resident. Played in the national championship game, Michael Penix Jr., then who is, I don't think it's arguable, he's the best deep ball thrower in this draft. And if Michael Penix Jr. winds up with DK Metcalf, I think that's a good thing. if he gets an improvement with the offensive coordinator, there's potential. Because part of the reason why they got rid of stodgy Pete Carroll, and I like Pete Carroll. He's 72 years old. You'd never know it by looking at him, the way he chomps that gum. But he wanted to run the football and play defense.
Yeah.
And if they bring in a more modern offense with a more modern head coach, then DK is going to get the rise. I know you're probably worried a little bit about Jackson Smith and Jigba. Yeah. I think he'll be fine. I think DK is a fine wide receiver too. If you have him as your wide receiver three, going back to the good people, bad tweets, he's a guy that, like, if you can get for like 109, 110, big thumbs up. That's a shot to shoot.
I agree. I just don't know if that is possible. I agree that I think that's fine. I think his name, like the Fantasy Plumber says in the comments there, his name is worth more than the production. And I tend to agree. He has the possibility of being better just based on his skill set and who he is as a player. The problem is that situation is just not conducive to him taking in that next level, and he's going to need changes. And I need this, this, and this for him to do that. Okay, I need all of those things to hit. And if they don't, then I've got the same guy I've already got, and that his name is too expensive.
Let me ask you a question, because you said that you made this point twice.
Yeah.
You said his name is worth more than his production.
I agree.
Where do you rank Devonta Smith? Wide receiver what? Would you rank him ahead of DK Metcalf?
I probably would.
Okay. Where would you rank DK Metcalf in relation to Chris Olave?
Right next to each other.
Okay. So you're a little bit lower on Olave than others. Here's the thing. Olave was the wide receiver 16, missed one game. Devonta Smith was the wide receiver 19, missed one game. And DK Metcalf was the wide receiver 21, missed one game. They all scored within 6 points of each other on the entire season. So we're talking about the difference of a third-ish of a point. So his production's still pretty good. And what you have to realize with DK is he's not the steady Eddie. He's not the going to give you 15, 16, 18 every week. It's going to be boom or bust. So he's the kind of guy that if you've got a steady Eddie, you've got an Amon-Ra St. Brown as your wide receiver one, DK is the quintessential perfect wide receiver two to go with him, because you know Amon-Ra is going to do his thing. He's going to give you 18. You're safe. That allows DK to be the big blow-up spot guy. He kind of reminds me of Deebo Samuel that way, but like they do the blowing up in different ways.
Yeah. It's so tough because now, as time has gone by, he's not a person that you can match with something to get one of those elite wide receivers either. Like there's not going to be a trade where you can offer DK Metcalf in a first and go get CeeDee Lamb. Like it's we're no longer in that scenario. So then really, who are you going to go get? It's somebody else that's like in his tier. I mean, you got, like you said, like Chris.
Hey, I'm not trying to convince you to buy. I'm trying to convince you to hold.
Hold. Which is fair.
And you're not poo-pooing on DK. You've been, between the two of us, you've been much more staunch over our time together.
I'm probably at like 45% DK. So, like I got a lot of teams with him.
You're saying this from a very honest standpoint. I'm going to check the leagues we're in together and see what you're dealing DK for. I'm going to hit you with one of the guys that I'm fading.
Cool.
And someone's going to go, I knew it. You know, there's certain guys that I've never been a fan of. And this year he started off pretty good, but from his bye week on, he never scored more than 20 standard scoring points in a game. And that's Tua. And I believe that they're not going to pick up his they've already picked up his option. They're not going to re-sign him to a long-term deal. I see a world where they could trade him, because Stephen Ross, the owner of the Miami Dolphins, he got in trouble for having a conversation on a boat with Tom Brady and Sean Payton. Neither one of those guys were free agents at the time to even have those conversations, and it cost him a first-round draft pick. He wants to win. And I believe there is a world where they could make a move this offseason. I would not be shocked at all. I would be 0.0% shocked if he winds up somewhere else. And I say that because if you're Stephen Ross and you're looking at the division at Josh Allen, hopefully for us that love Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall, hopefully a healthy Aaron Rodgers, and then New England, who has the third pick, they're going to be bringing in, at the worst case, Jaden Daniels. Thank you for the correction earlier. Drake May, or maybe even Caleb Williams if they were to try some kind of crazy trade-up. It's not hard to think that they look at that team and be like, did you watch the playoff game with Tua?
I mean, I watched parts of it.
Okay, well, you probably watched the highlights like most of us because we don't all have the Peacock app, where you can actually watch that game. I watched it on replay on the NFL Network. The one touchdown they had in that game was weak-armed Tua shot putting the ball in the cold air. Tyreek Hill goes back, makes a great play on the ball, and scores a touchdown. And you have to look at yourself and say, hey, are we able to go to Buffalo or cold New York and win a game that matters? I wouldn't be surprised. And then you're hoping for a Baker Mayfield type career arc. So I think there's still enough equity because people still will see the wide receiving options as possible, the running backs as very good. People love Mike McDaniel, the head coach, the play caller. So I think there's enough positives that you can get out for a fair price, and that's why I'm moving to it.
I'm not mad at you for it, is what I will say, because he does have a lot of pieces that can insulate him. But I tend to agree. I think the sentiment that sort of got me a little bit there was when you said, can I trust him to go into Buffalo? Or can I trust him to go into Foxborough? I mean, granted, they're a dog shit team. No offense. But, and I can't. So I'm with you, man. But also, yes, it took Baker Mayfield some time. And I think people will hear you say that and take that as a slight. Baker's been cooking. I mean, before today, I think they won like 7 of 8 games. He's been slinging it. Granted, he's got Mike Evans, but Tua got Tyreek. But also, if it's 2 or 3 years down the road, do they still have Tyreek Hill? Are they going to sign Jaylen Waddle to a long extension? Is Devon Achane going to be able to stay alive? So I'm not opposed to it. I think you are correct. His name has value just because tank for Tua was such a thing. You know, there was a lot of conversation about Joe Burrow, Alabama quarterback.
Mac Jones, baby.
Comes in, wins national championship at halftime. I'm with you.
It was a tough year. Tough year for Alabama quarterbacks. I'm just gonna throw that out there. But I just don't want it to be, it's my opinion, I don't like Tua. He didn't score great down the stretch. I just see a lot more cons than pros. And I'm going to be real honest. If he can't flourish in this system with this offensive weaponry around him and that head coach calling plays, it may be a problem. Maybe a problem, Jerry. Give me your next guy.
You want to fade?
You're driving this bus, baby.
You know, I was going to talk about his teammate Achane, but I already took a little bit of a shot at him right there. So, you know what? Let's talk about Chris Olave a little bit because people love Chris Olave. What are your thoughts? Like, I know you had him at 112 and you were a little surprised that I didn't have him up there, but also I believe you said you were proud of me for not doing it.
So I don't remember the gentleman's name. If I did, I would give him attribution, right? I would attribute this to him, and I do not remember his name because he came at me hard after Olave had a big week one. He had like 20 points, had a good week one. And I said, I like Chris Olave. I don't think his quarterback situation is going to let him be a wide receiver one. I said, he's going to finish the season. Maybe we should do like our Stone Cold best hits and misses of 2023. Olave would have been a hit because I said he would have finished in that wide receiver 18 range with upside of wide receiver 12. What do you know? He missed a game and finished as wide receiver 16. absolutely slam dunked that particular call. I like Olave, but to your point, I think he's worth a lot more than his actual production. Derek Carr's not going anywhere. That is as ironclad a contract as you'll see. Although I say that, and Russell Wilson's is worse, and there's, you know,
it's true.
Speculation he's going to be gone. So that's the imagine Russell Wilson going back to Seattle. But anyway, no, that's my dime store novel on Mr. Olave.
I think Olave has the talent. This is DK Metcalf all over again. I think he absolutely has the talent to be a guy who can get 1,600 yards in a season. I don't think he's going to do that in New Orleans. And he's going to be in New Orleans for the foreseeable future, and he's going to have the same quarterback for the foreseeable future. Nope. I can't do it. He's a fade for me, not because I think he's not worthy of being in your dynasty rosters. I just think you can gain value by getting rid of him. I can get somebody who's going to have comparable production, and I can get a little bit of juice. If I can get a little bit of juice and I can get Michael Pittman, you bet your ass I'm going to do it. If I can get a lot of juice and I can get
Tank Dell. What about Brandon Ayuk? You think you could get Ayuk straight up for...
Yes, not even close. 100%. I'm in. People don't love Ayuk like that. And Chris Olave, Ohio State wide receiver, early draft capital. Relatively productive as a first and second year player. The key to Chris Olave, you mentioned it, was week one. But not just week one, first month of the season. Bro went bananas. Had like 40 targets or something. People always remember that. Whatever you start off with and whatever the season ends with is all this community remembers. Unless you had him. And I got Chris Olave shares, so I know there's chunks of the season where I got poop from him.
Well,
I got a long memory. I don't forget that.
And it's good. You can tell we're back on live stream because Jerry's referencing poop again. you love to see it. We're right back into our old rhythm. One of my buys, and I don't know, I think whichever one I can get cheapest, I want a Packers receiving target. Now, I put Packers receivers on my note sheet, but I'll throw Luke Musgrave or Tucker Kraft in there. I want give me the cheaper of the two tight ends and give me the cheapest of the three wide receivers. I would say four because I think Dontavian Wicks has got merit to rostering as well. But with Watson, I think Watson's the one that I'm most out on. I think Reed's the one that I'm most in on. I don't mind having especially with the way that he played in the playoffs, Romeo Doubs.
Yep.
And then Wicks. Not so much Bo Melton, but you're a Lions fan. You see the Packers twice a year. What are your thoughts on the Lions wide receivers?
I mean, Jordan Love impressed me, as he did a lot of people. We thought it was possible. Don't get your panties all in a bunch. I know you ain't shut up about Jordan Love for 3 years now. But here's my worry about Jaden Reed.
Another hit.
That was definitely a hit. I remember 2 years ago we were talking about you should trade your first and we can stash him. We looked stupid for a second there, but not anymore. Jaden Reed's touchdown production scares me a little bit. I understand that he is going to see a bigger role in the offense and he's going to get more yards. It's going to be tough for him to match 10 touchdowns. But also, if you're capable of getting 10 touchdowns as a rookie, you can show that you're able to do it. And the Detroit Lions secondary, probably not going to get a whole lot better. I mean, Chicago Bears defense is okay. Minnesota's going to lose Harrison Smith soon. So, I mean, if Jordan Love grows and he takes that next step that he needs to, then I'm going to be stupid for talking about my man like this. It just, the production worries me, the touchdown production, excuse me, worries me a little, but I'm in. I do think the Jordan Love is going to be a pain in my ass for a long time, and I would invest in this offense for sure, especially because they're all doing it so young.
I believe as long as they have Matt LaFleur calling the plays, I think they'll be in good shape. And I'm really hoping – now, if you're a contender, I'll be curious to see if they want to save $5 million. But I couldn't imagine this offense cutting, proactively cutting Aaron Jones. I think Aaron Jones is the guy. I mean, that offense looked a lot better when Aaron Jones was like, was just running wild. He looked great against good rush defenses the last two games. Cowboys are top five in the league. Detroit's top five in the league. And mind you, he's a little bit older. He'll be 30 going into this 2024 season. But if you're Green Bay and you're like, man, we got a cheap quarterback because Jordan Love does not make that $40, $50 million a year. And he's very helpful. I think they either draft somebody or bring in somebody. I don't know that they re-sign A.J. Dillon. But I think Aaron Jones is a sneaky stash in here as well.
I think that's probably fair.
I mean, if you're a contender, like if you know next year.
I mean, they're going to be cheap as hell. I mean, with that in mind, then yeah, sure, I can dig that.
I mean, think about like the 209, the 210. And you can offer that for as a contender because, like, right, if you had the 209, that means you finished in the final four of your league. If you can, it means your team should be pretty good, unless you feel it was the last year of your contender's window. And if that's not the case, maybe you got there a year early. This is a nice piece to add in deeper leagues because even though he's 30, I think he'll be good, and I think this offense will continue to be good, Jerry.
I mean, I agree.
All right. Well, let's get one more for you.
Oh, I got to just
not one? Like one more like for the night, but just one more right now.
Oh, okay. You scared me because I didn't want to end with this guy. Rashee Rice, Randall, what are your thoughts? I'm trading for Rashee Rice. Am I just drinking the Kool-Aid?
I think Rashee Rice is a fine buy. I actually had this conversation with good friend of the show and one of the best, if not top three in the industry, Ray Garvin from Destination Devi and so much more. Wake Up, just a great content creator. And we were talking about Rashee Rice, and it's like, I don't want him to get the – now, they're not going to be drafting this high, but I don't want him to get the Jamar Chase treatment to T. Higgins.
Yeah.
I don't want them to bring in or trade for a Mike Evans, which I no longer think would happen. But do they go out and try to bring in that true alpha? Does Travis Kelce reemerge? I'll tell you, I really was excited about the 12 targets he had in the Miami game. 40 degrees below zero or whatever the hell, 12 targets, 8 catches. You saw him in the Buffalo game tonight. They're doing a lot with him. And if he takes a step, this is actually what I said in this same thread. This is why Twitter can be good because, you know, you have great conversations with guys like Ray. And I was like, do we need to look at guys like Nico Collins and Rashee Rice in that wide receiver one category at maybe the expense of Chris Olave? And as much as it might sound strange to say, at the expense of Garrett Wilson. Because at some point you have to go from having the potential to do it to being the guy who's actually done it.
Correct.
You know, I used to work for a guy, his name is Tim, and he would say, at some point you got to stop getting good and just be good. And Nico Collins was good. Now I have some Tank Dell questions there, but that's my two cents on it.
I'm with you. And here's my question. Okay, knowing what Rashee Rice did, knowing the offense that he's in, knowing the quarterback that he's got, what range are you taking him in rookie drafts this year? If he was in this class, comparable, if you're in a startup and you got rookie picks, like, I mean, you're going to take Marvin Harrison Jr. You're probably going to take Malik Nabers, but that might not be fair to do either.
I'm telling you, I don't want to get into too much rookies because we're going to do another show next week, live stream after the AFC and NFC championship games. And then that weekend, that dead weekend in between the championship games and Super Bowl, that Sunday, February, I think it's the 4th, Dallas is going to come on. We're going to do our first mock draft. But I was just sitting here scratching down some names. And I'm always going to go super flex. Please feel free to take the quarterbacks out if you're a 1QB gamer. Super flex, I think it should go, my opinion, some combination of Caleb Williams 1, Harrison Jr. 2, Jaden Reed because of the wheels three. Jaden
Daniels.
God dang it. I need to get this out of my head now before we get deeper into rookie season. Just a big Jaden Reed guy. Another tweet that people liked. Remember the Drake album, If You're Reading This, It's Too Late?
I am not a Drake guy.
I'm not really either, but I knew the thing, and I posted as like, if you're looking to buy Jaden Reed and Dynasty, then I put, if you're reading this, it's too late, because I'm super high on Jaden Reed. But anyway, Williams, Marvin Harrison Jr., Jaden Daniels, like Jack Daniels, and then Drake May or Malik Nabers, then probably Rome Odunze. And then if you said you wanted to go Rashee Rice over the 107, I'm not going to argue with you.
I think there's an argument that Rashee Rice goes ahead of Malik Nabers, if you want me to be honest.
I think it comes
like,
down
to I don't know where he's going. Like, if he gets drafted by the Patriots, oh, I'm fucking excited for that. Oh, I probably shouldn't have said that on the live stream, but no, thank you. I'm good. I'll take the Kansas City guy. Like, I do. Obviously, I am worried that if they bring somebody else in, but even if they bring somebody else in, Travis Kelce's the one. And Rashee Rice and Patrick Mahomes have a connection. I mean,
that's the one thing. But everything, I've been starting my rookie evaluations. But the more I see on Malik Nabers, I'm like, he's a lot closer to Marvin Harrison Jr. than he is to Rome Odunze. I mean,
I'm not going to disagree with you. There's just a lot of situations that he can go to that I'm just going to go, no.
You know, and this is the A.J. Brown corollary, because we did this with A.J. Brown. Oh, in Tennessee, it's a horrible landing.
He's sort of the exception, though. But yes, you're right. You're not wrong.
But the way he plays the game works for just about everybody.
Which is fair.
There's not a whole lot of spots that I think he lands that are super, super bad. I mean, there's a shot he could go to L.A. I've seen a mock draft where Nabers goes to L.A. But I think right now, knowing what I know, and again, Jerry and I were talking about this before we hit the record button. In anything, in any market, whether it's the stock market, if you've played poker, Dynasty Fantasy Football, that's why you're here. This is a game, and those are things of incomplete information. And as the information becomes more known and more clear, prices adjust. So if you're willing to speculate that Rashee Rice is not going to get usurped by a free agent wide receiver or a rookie wide receiver, then now is the time to buy. Because if we get to that point in May and he's faded round one and round two wide receiver competition, and he's faded free agency in March, his price, we're going to put a rocket ship on his back and he's going to the moon. So if you believe that's the case, now's the time to buy, because even if you buy him for market, the price has only got one place to go, up. So if you believe that, now if you believe, nah, they're going to sign T. Higgins. Speaking of T. Higgins, they're going to sign him in free agency, or they're going to trade for wide receiver X, then now is not the time to buy. So that's how I look at that, Jer.
I think that's fair.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. If you need help with Dynasty and you need a presence, you need a thing, our friends at Player Profiler have something called the Dynasty Dominator.
Now, I know many of you are looking for a secret weapon for your Dynasty League, and I have it. It's called the Dynasty Dominator app. You go to the App Store, go to Google Play. It's right there. It's $5 to download, and then every year it's $5 to load the next incoming class of rookies. You can add Superflex, add tight end premium. It's incredible because it allows you to look up players. It allows you to vote on whether a player is a buy, hold, or sell, and then see the market sentiment on that player. And you can compare their lifetime value rating from Player Profiler to their Dynasty ADP at the FFPC, all in the price lookup tool. And beyond that, we have a trade analyzer, so you'll never lose another Dynasty trade again. And in our settings, you can set, this is a win now team, this is a rebuilding team, and then we let you compare players. Look at their metrics side by side. Prospect metrics, NFL metrics. It's all there. It's $5 in the App Store. There's some add-ons for Superflex and to buy the upcoming rookie class. Every year, you're going to spend $5 on this thing, and it's going to be well worth it.
There you go. $5. And I always say this because it's true. Went to Starbucks the other day with my wife and son, and they ordered two beverages, Jerry. That's one apiece, because you know who didn't get one? This guy. And $12. Well,
you don't want to take out a mortgage. I mean, you get three drinks at Starbucks, you got to take a mortgage, brother.
First of all, I'm a man of both wealth and taste, but I'm not paying $6 for a Starbucks drink. $6. So wait, but you can forego. You can go to a water fountain. You can take one of those plastic bottle gimmicks, put it under the water fountain, drink that instead of a Starbucks, and you saved $5, right? $6.
Yep.
Okay, put $1 back in your grubby little pocket. Take the other $5. Go get the Dynasty Dominator.
Easy peasy.
Super simple. Well, I'm going to give you two more buys. I'm going to give you a buy. I'm going to let you do one more, and then I'm going to wrap it up with a big surprise.
Okay, I'm going to do a fade. So,
all right, good. I'm buying Will Levis.
Okay.
I am buying. Rand Carthon likes him. I am hoping for the Jordan Love corollary. When you go to an organization, and I mentioned this before, but I always give credit because Colin Cowherd said it. Very, very few of these young quarterback prospects are talented enough to overcome the dysfunction of the organization in which it was drafted them. We're seeing it right now with Trevor Lawrence. We've seen it for the last 3 years with Justin Fields. We've seen it. They're talented. They're not talented enough to overcome the dysfunction of the Jags and the Bears. Andrew Luck, we lost him too soon. He was not talented enough to overcome the dysfunction of Jim Irsay and Ryan Grigson. He just wasn't. His body was no longer healthy enough when the new GM got there. I'm drawing a blank on his name. But that's my overarching point. But so like Levis, I'm hoping that he gets an offensive-minded head coach, a really good like a Matt LaFleur, and a guy that can come in and help him grow. I don't know which of the candidates I would love, but I would love a progressive, and I think the kid's got talent. If you told me going into year two, or asked me who's more talented, Will Levis or Jordan Love, I would lean Levis. Now, it sounds crazy or blasphemous to say that now that we've seen Jordan Love do what he's done.
Of course, that's hindsight though.
But another year in a better offense, a little bit more offensive friendly. I don't love Treylon Burks. He's a fine wide receiver, 2-3. Chigakonkwo's fine. I'll be curious to see what they do with the running back position. You know, Spears is earmarked to be the guy, but he's going to be super cheap, at least in quarterbacks and at least in super flex. So compared to what you'd have to give up, I think you could get him for a second, to be real honest. Because all the three rookies, so I don't think he's going to get replaced. I think he's going to get another year, and I will buy speculatively on Will Levis.
Here's why I think you're fine. Because nobody's super high on Will Levis right now, which means bro is very cheap. This is exactly the Jordan Love situation. If you're not helping me immediately, we don't care. We're not a patient group of people. Dynasty players in general. So because of that, I agree with you. I do think he has some talent. I think they will go for an offensive-minded head coach just because they have been the exact opposite of that during the Mike Vrabel era. So I think they are going to switch it up pretty tremendously. I need to see more talent in there. I mean, they got to get better offensive players. DeAndre Hopkins, 184 years old. Derrick Henry's 75 years old.
Derrick Henry's gone. He said his goodbyes. He said goodbye
to the cleaning ladies. Everybody's going to be gone. That organization is going to be gutted, and that's one of the reasons why I think they're going to be crap, and I think he is going to struggle. So I think there's even more time to acquire him just because of that. And I do think he does have the talent to play. I mean, we've seen Tommy DeVito and every other guy that started games this year, and Will Levis is better than those people. So I'm with you. I think the value is going to be good. I don't hate it. There's a chance he doesn't pan out. I think that's fair to say. But for what the acquisition cost is, Randy, I think that's a pretty good trade for.
All right, give us one last fade, and then I'll give you one last four, and we'll get the hell out of here.
People are not going to like it because it was a rookie this year, and it was a rookie that I had trepidations about coming in, and it's Zay Flowers. Randy, I'm looking at 850 yards, and I'm looking at 5 touchdowns, and I'm looking at a quarterback that was the MVP of the NFL. What do I think is going to tremendously change? What was the worry? Low passing attack. What did we see? He's got nil for competition. I mean, he's got Isaiah Likely and he's got Mark Andrews. We saw Rashad Bateman yesterday. He looked fine, but we're in year four. We've seen 3 games ever. Zay Flowers is not good enough to be a cornerstone piece of your dynasty championships. Like, he's fine if you have to start 3 wide receivers and you got to start him as your wide receiver 3, you're still not winning a championship. If you got to go into week 17, you got Zay Flowers as your wide receiver 3, you think the other guy doesn't have a better wide receiver than you? I got news for you. He does. And that situation is not going to change because Lamar Jackson is going to be the quarterback there. John Harbaugh is going to be the coach there. Zay Flowers is on a rookie deal, so he is going to be there. The only thing that can possibly happen is they get a better running attack, which will take his touchdown opportunities, or they bring in other wide receivers, which is going to hurt his passing share. No, thank you. And there's people that love Zay Flowers, and I think that he is a good enough wide receiver, but at this point, he's Hollywood Brown, and how does the dynasty community feel about Hollywood Brown? Because he's like 26, and you would think that dude was 104 and nobody cared about him. And I feel like that's the future of Zay Flowers.
I don't hate it. I was doing some research. You know, he had one 100-yard game all year. One.
With the MVP.
In an MVP season. It's not like Lamar's been the picture of health the last couple of years.
Right.
I mean, if he can stay healthy 2 years in a row, it's a different conversation. But where do you think he finished among rookie wide receivers? He was the rookie wide receiver, fill in that blank.
6.
5. Puka, Addison, Reed, Rice, Flowers. And would Tank Dell have been in that conversation had he 100%. Stayed healthy? 100%. So to your point earlier, where would you put Zay Flowers in this draft class?
Not. I mean, he's in there. I'm not taking a first round pick.
I've botched his name and I've mixed him and Jaden Daniels together twice. If you could get
Jaden Reed
and a second for Zay Flowers, you making that move?
I'll take Jaden Reed straight up.
No shit, dummy. But I'm talking about because people. Because you're right.
I don't want the second either. I don't want Zay Flowers.
Right, but let me
just say that I don't want him on my teams.
Well, clearly you're fading him, but there's not even
I'm fading him. Like, he's better than Quentin Johnston. That's not a conversation. But
no. Don't get off your feet.
There is an opportunity for Quentin Johnston to beat this man out at some point. Is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And Quentin Johnston is a bum.
I just want to bring that up. Just, you know, it's a conversation because if people don't believe that Jerry's correct and that Zay Flowers is a buy, go sell according to Jerry.
I'm sure I've got him on some teams.
Well, Jerry, let me end this thing on a sizzler. All right. Not like the old steak restaurant, but like a sizzler. Are you gonna piss me off?
Don't piss me off. I'm having a good day.
It's not. We're gonna buy Justin Fields. He is a buy. I'm not 100% yet. I feel very confident. I could get the old, are you sure about that as well?
Let me just, but for a little context. Sure. For anybody that has maybe listened to this podcast for the first time right now, you might go, why is that a sizzler? Randy has been an absolute hater of Justin Fields for the longest time. And so I am so intrigued right now, my friend.
Well, I get plenty wrong. I don't always want to play the greatest hits. But I got a lot of pushback when I said a guy in Cleveland was going to be a bust. And it was Baker Mayfield. And it took stints in Carolina and with the LA Rams for him to rebound and resurface in Tampa Bay. So I there's just certain things. And it wasn't Baker. It was the situation. It was Freddie Kitchens. He looked like a short order line cook at a Flying J truck stop. He didn't look like an NFL head coach.
Non-Midwesterners are flabbergasted at whatever you just said. But for those of us that live in it, that was gold, my friend.
Perfect. And it's the same thing I feel about Justin Fields. And you know where Justin Fields is going to go. I predicted this because I said this on this show. I'm going to work with the talented group of thumbnail creators, tweets, you know, the people on our team that are really good with TikTok and Instagram. The one where I said Justin Fields would not be the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears in 2024. I'm calling my shot. Justin Fields, 2024 Las Vegas Raider. He'll have Davante Adams. He'll have Michael Mayer. If Michael Mayer gets Justin Fields as his quarterback, you talk about a rocket ship, because we saw it this year with Cole Kmet. I think Antonio Pierce is really smart. He's already brought in or is trying to bring in Marvin Lewis, former head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. Really solid coach, a good offensive coach. Think about those Andy Dalton, Chad Ochocinco, TJ Houshmandzadeh teams of the 2000-aughts, whatever you would like to call them. Justin Fields going to the Raiders, and everybody's like, well, Atlanta. He's not going to Atlanta. Why would you send him in the conference where you got to play him once or twice in every 4 years? You trade him to the Raiders. He's on the West Coast. He's out of your hair. You play him once every 4 years, and you don't have to hear about it if he blows up. Justin Fields will be is a buy right now anyway, because you don't know where he's going. But when he goes to the Raiders, it's going to be a good thing. I am going Justin Fields as my final buy.
I think that's fair. I don't think it's yet, though. I think it's once the Bears trade him. Just because him going into a new situation, you think it's going to spike him that much?
100%. It's the same reason why we talked about Kyle Pitts as someone, it was in our patron group chat, patreon.com/DynastyWarzone. Someone had a Kyle Pitts trade. And I was like, as strange as is to say, I'm leaning to the Kyle Pitts side, because Kyle Pitts is going to have faith in this community. And when he gets a quarterback upgrade, because Jerry's an upgrade over Desmond Ridder, but when you get an upgrade at quarterback, that inflates value, that inflates optimism. If he gets a good offensive head coach or good offensive coordinator, that's going to inflate value. And people are going to laugh and scoff when I say Josh McDaniels. You can say whatever you want. Mac Jones had his best year with Josh McDaniels. Josh McDaniels, the head coach, is a boob, not the good kind. Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator, extremely talented. I just, anything that happens positive for these guys that are popular, Justin Fields being one, will only raise the value. So when they get traded, it'll be like, see, somebody wants him. He's going to be great. I don't think you get hurt right now buying Justin Fields, because I think the value is going to go up regardless.
I think that's probably fair.
So I don't have him in my top 12 like you,
Yeah.
But I will tell you, I mentioned this guy earlier. If I can work out and fashion some sort of a Tua, and we got to mix in some other pieces, maybe it's a player. If I can get off Tua and get into the Justin Fields business, as odd as that feels to say, feel dirty. I've already taken a shower today. I worked out earlier. I'm probably going to go take another shower before I go to bed because I have like this ick from saying that I would buy Justin Fields. But that's my buy.
I think it's fair. And I am more of a believer in Justin Fields. Like, granted, I think it's outrageous what people think he's going to do. But I think he's going to be in this league for at least the foreseeable future. And I think the situation helps him because I don't know where everybody lives. I know we have Australian listeners, and right now they're probably sitting in 90-degree weather. Actually, they probably don't even know what I just said. Whatever the Celsius. Hell it is in Celsius. Celsius. Yeah, I don't know. 30-something maybe? I don't know. I'm an American.
We 28.
Yeah, but when it's as cold as it is in Iowa, which is not far from Chicago, it's hard to breathe. It hurts to walk around, let alone catch the ball, get hit by giant superhumans. So I understand that getting out of there is probably going to be helpful to him. I think the kid's pretty good. He's not Lamar, which is sort of what everybody thought he was going to be able to do when he rushed for 1,000 yards. But I don't know. I'm with you. It depends, though, because the people that have Justin Fields, Randy, oh, they love Justin Fields.
See, I believe they can be swayed because Justin Fields, now he did miss games. He was hurt, but he finished the season as QB 18 again, missed four games, but it was a mixed bag, and it wasn't like he set the world on fire. He was averaging 17.7 points a game. I'm just saying that there's some Justin Fields disappointment that you may be able to capitalize on. By the way, and I mentioned this fun fact before, going into the season, no player had more betting future tickets to win the MVP coming into the season than Justin Fields. I bring that point up as a way to illustrate that people could be disappointed. He cost him money. He cost him leagues. I want to go out on one last thing because we did mention this because this gives me a little like chance to promote and segue out of the show. So Detlinger936 in the chat wants to know, what do we think of Khalil Shakur and his role next year? It's funny you ask because in our patron group chat at patreon.com/DynastyWarzone, see, there's the promotion. We were actually talking about him today. I sent a little group message out. I'm buying Khalil Shakur. And I don't remember who it was. I thought it was Jordan McNamara. It wasn't Jordan McNamara. But someone posted the usage pattern for Khalil Shakur and Stephon Diggs over the last 6 weeks of the season, ever since that offensive coordinator change. And it was pretty much in favor of Khalil Shakur. I'm not sure Stephon Diggs is going to be on this team next year. We've been live streaming, so I've not watched anything or been on Twitter to see if he's throwing helmets, taking all the Bills stuff off his social media. I really don't know. But Detlinger, to answer your question, my friend, I believe he's a buy. I went and looked. How many rosters do I have this guy? Hold
on. Let me just you can answer that question in a second. I use Sleeper for all my sort of stats. It's just easy. I can look up their history, and I can have the game logs right there. I am using Patreon One as the league that I'm using it for, just because it's like the most standard league. Also, shout out to the Dynasty Warzone Patreon leagues. We've got almost 20 of them. We'll get 20 of them this offseason. You have him in this league. I'm looking at Arrow, DWZ Memphis.
Of course I do. Our boy Dallas Hyder clued me in. And again, just more crossover promotional tie-in. Dallas is our rookie savant. He loves NFL football, but he also loves college football. I think he loves college football just a shade more, and he knows so much about these guys. So when my man Dallas says, hey, you need to be on blank, I'm in. I'm in. because usually he's giving me those sleepers, no pun intended. And he's in the group chat, Jer.
True. Very active in the group chat. What I'll say is he's absolutely a stash buy. If you can get him thrown into a trade, absolutely do it. Because what happens if Stephon Diggs is gone, Randy?
Oh,
guess where his value goes. Doesn't matter how many points he scores, because he's going to score zero between now and September. But his value is going to go up, and it's going to steady go up. So, yes, absolutely an acquisition buy.
So there you go. Big shout out to our producer, Kevin Smick. Smicky not in the building tonight. He's got a very, very good reason. Smicky's a new dad.
Oh, boy.
His daughter was born today. So congratulations to Mrs. Smick and producer Kevin and I believe their first child. So big congratulations to them. We'll make sure to send out kudos all around. He's at Smicky with three Ys. S-M-I-C-K-Y-Y-Y. Why? Because I said so. Check out Smicky. Send him some love for being a new dad. Check out the patron. I think we have one or two orphans left to fill with new patrons. We've already filled several. Jerry mentioned startups. It's $5 a month. If you could go without two cups of expensive, ridiculously expensive coffee.
But delicious.
But I'm not knocking the taste. The blonde roast at Starbucks for like $4 it's a good cup of coffee. It's a good cup of coffee, Jerry. But I'm not a coffee snob. Like, I'm not a beer snob, but I am a people snob. So if you want to hang out.
Just real quick. I don't mean to sidebar us real quick.
No, you're good.
I picked up some, one of my employees wanted Starbucks, and I was like, yeah, I got you. This is the order they sent me. An iced caramel brulee latte with oat milk, no whip, and salted caramel cold foam. I about shit my pants when I saw two sentences for a coffee drink.
I
got one too. It was fire. So I'm not mad at her, but
I forget. It's like a cooler. It's like a lemonade. That's what my son drinks, and then my wife drinks a London Fog latte. It's I don't know, Jerry. I just like, she's like, do you want a coffee?
We're being like, such old guys.
I'm not paying $4 for a dirty bean juice. I'm just not. I'm not going to do it. But what you should pay $5 for is a month's membership to patreon.com/DynastyWarzone, where we talk about things such as Khalil Shakur, the Detroit Lions, and all things fantasy football. New patrons do get dibs, if you will, on getting into new leagues, and those will be right around the corner. I told Neil, who is our admin, our Scottish by way of Australia admin, that we'll be looking to do the first startup of the year sometime between Valentine's Day and March 1st. So there's plenty of time to get in. Come on over, Dynasty Warzone's Patreon, patreon.com/DynastyWarzone, and check out our YouTube channel. And I think that's all the promoting, Jerry. But if you stuck around to the end, you are the most loyal.
True. And we love you.
And we do love you. And guys, we'll do more of this. We could do a part two next week. Like, I still have like six names on this list. But maybe we'll do like what was our best takes and worst takes of the year. Always a crowd pleaser. And then 2 weeks from tonight, 2 weeks, mark your calendar. We're going to be doing our first rookie mock draft, 2024 rookie mock draft. And we'll be doing that with Dallas Hyder from our show, The Rookie Rundown. I think we got it all. We're back, baby. We're back live on Sunday night. There is no filter. There is no net. They can no longer control us, Jerry. We are no longer pre-recorded. We are going live each and every week. I got to say, I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. I'm lounging right now. I got a lounging. I am feeling good. I'm excited.
You know, for those that stuck around to the very end, I'll tell you a funny story. So I have this old flannel shirt. Now, it's not like a flannel shirt that I would like wear out in public.
Okay.
But like I'll wear it. Like, it's like you mentioned, it's cold in Iowa. Dude, it's cold as balls in Indiana. Mm-hmm. And I'll wear this flannel around the house, and my wife's like, "Can you throw away that flannel shirt?" I'm like, no. She's like, you look like a homeless guy. I'm like, you're not wrong, but it's a great shirt and it's soft and it's comfortable. So I hope you're warm.
I've got a flannel zip up that my dog ripped a hole in one time, like a month after I bought it.
That just gives a character.
Ripped the whole thing out. Oh, I still wear it. Love that thing. By the way, not going anywhere.
Sidebar, one last thing. 30 degrees Celsius, 86 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, thank you. See, we're educating American listeners.
Educating American listeners on the metric system of degree measuring. Listen, guys, you never know how long or what these shows are going to look like because, well, it's live. And when it's live, it's live. So make sure you have notifications turned on for the Dynasty Warzone. It'll be Sundays. Same drill next week. It may be 9:30. It may be 9:45 because Jerry and I like to watch football too. So we'll be watching the rest of next week's game, and then we'll jump on and talk Dynasty Fantasy Football with you. But until next time, thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for watching on Player Profiler. We'll see you next week. Have a great week, guys.
Hey, I want to take a moment to thank you for tuning in. It's important to me that all of our media be free. This is only possible because of you, allowing a true independent sports media enterprise to thrive unlike any other in the business. So please subscribe to the All In Package to continue to make all this possible, to ensure that all of our stats, information, data, content is available to you, especially you, the people that get the site and get the show. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling
hot, hot, hot. Oh, Lord. When we add up all those inches, that's gonna make the fucking difference between winning and losing.
We won a game yesterday. And if we win one today, that's two in a row. We win one tomorrow, that's called a winning streak.